Welcome to Chemistry Unlocked, the podcast that helps you nail your GCSE chemistry exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most industrially important topics on the OCR specification, cracking. This is topic 8.4, and it comes up in the exam more often than you might think. So grab your revision notes, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define cracking with exam precision, explain why the oil industry depends on it, write and balance cracking equations, describe the conditions needed, and confidently carry out the bromine water test. Let's go. Section 1. What is cracking and why does it matter? Let's start with the big picture. Crude oil is a mixture of hydrocarbons, molecules made only of carbon and hydrogen atoms. When crude oil is separated by fractional distillation, we get fractions of different chain lengths. The problem is that nature doesn't give us the fractions and the proportions we actually need. Think about it this way. Long-chain hydrocarbons, things like heavy fuel oils and bitumen, are produced in large quantities from crude oil, but there's relatively low demand for them. Meanwhile, short-chain hydrocarbons, petrol, diesel, and the feedstocks for making plastics, are in huge demand, but crude oil doesn't give us enough of them. Is this the supply and demand mismatch that cracking solves? Cracking takes those long, unwanted chains and breaks them down into shorter, more useful molecules. It's essentially a chemical recycling process, turning something we have too much of into something we desperately need. The formal definition you need to memorize for the exam is this. Cracking is the thermal decomposition of long-chain hydrocarbons into shorter, more useful molecules. Let me break that down. Thermal decomposition means breaking apart using heat. Long-chain hydrocarbons are the starting materials, alkanes from crude oil. Shorter, more useful molecules are the products, which include both shorter alkanes and alkenes. That word thermal decomposition is key. It tells you this is a chemical change, not a physical one. Fractional distillation is a physical process. It separates molecules based on their boiling points without breaking any bonds. Cracking, on the other hand, actually breaks covalent bonds within the hydrocarbon molecules. This distinction is a classic exam trap, and we'll come back to it. Section 2, the conditions for cracking. Now let's talk about how cracking is actually done. There are two main methods, but for GCSE OCR, you need to know the key conditions. Cracking requires high temperature, and I do mean high. We're talking around 400 to 700 degrees Celsius. Just writing heat in your exam answer will not earn full marks. You must write high temperature. The second condition is a catalyst. The most common catalysts you'll see in OCR questions are aluminum oxide, silica, or a porous pot. The catalyst speeds up the reaction without being used up itself. It lowers the activation energy needed to break those strong covalent carbon-carbon bonds. In the school lab, you can demonstrate cracking using a porous pot or broken pieces of ceramic as the catalyst. The long-chain hydrocarbon, often liquid paraffin, is vaporized and passed over the hot catalyst. The products are collected as gases. Here's a memory hook for the conditions. Think hot cat, high temperature plus catalyst. If you remember hot cat, you've got both conditions locked in. Section 3, products of cracking, alkanes and alkenes. When a long-chain alkane is cracked, it always produces a mixture of shorter molecules. Crucially, cracking always produces at least one alkene. Why is this important? Because alkenes are the feedstock for making polymers, plastics. Ethene, for example, is polymerized to make polyethene, which is used in plastic bags and bottles. Propene is polymerized to make polypropene, used in ropes and food containers. Without cracking, we wouldn't have the raw materials for the plastics industry. Let's look at the two homologous series involved. Alkanes are saturated hydrocarbons. They contain only single carbon-carbon bonds. Their general formula is CnH 2n plus 2. Examples: methane CH4, ethane C2H6, propane C3H8, butane C4H10, and so on. Alkenes are unsaturated hydrocarbons. They contain at least one carbon-carbon double bond. Their general formula is CnH2n. Examples: ethene C2H4, propene C3H6, butene C4H8. That double bond in alkenes is what makes them so reactive and so useful. It's also what allows us to test for them using bromine water, but we'll get to that in a moment. Section 4. Balancing cracking equations. This is where candidates lose marks most often, so pay close attention. Balancing cracking equations is a core skill for OCR GCSE chemistry. The golden rule is simple. The total number of carbon atoms and the total number of hydrogen atoms must be the same on both sides of the equation. Let's work through the classic example. C10H22, C8H18, plus C2H4. Left side, 10 carbons, 22 hydrogens. Right side, 8 carbons plus 2 carbons equals 10 carbons. 18 hydrogens plus 4 hydrogens equals 22 hydrogens. Balanced. Every carbon and every hydrogen atom is accounted for. Now let's try a slightly different one. Suppose you're told that C12H26 cracks to give propene C3H6. What else is produced? Step 1. Count the carbons on the left. 12 carbons. Step 2. Propene has 3 carbons. So the other product must have 12 minus 3 equals 9 carbons. Step 3. Count the hydrogens on the left. 26 hydrogens. Step 4. Propene has 6 hydrogens, so the other product must have 26 minus 6 equals 20 hydrogens. Step 5, a molecule with 9 carbons and 20 hydrogens. Check the alkane formula, C9H, 2 times 9 plus 2, equals C9H20. That works. So the equation is C12H26 C9H20 plus C3H6. This approach, subtract what you know to find what you don't, works every time. One critical warning, do not add hydrogen gas as a product unless the question specifically tells you to. Some students try to balance equations by writing H2 as a product, but this is wrong for standard cracking questions and will cost you marks. Section 5, testing for alkenes, the Brahmin water test. Once you've cracked a hydrocarbon, how do you prove that an alkene has been produced? You use the bromine water test. Bromine water is an orange-brown solution. When you add an alkene to bromine water, the bromine reacts with the carbon-carbon double bond in an addition reaction. The bromine molecules add across the double bond, breaking it, and forming a colorless dibromoalkane compound. The observation you must write in the exam is, the bromine water turns from orange-brown to colorless. And here is the most common mistake candidates make, writing that the bromine water turns clear. Clear means transparent. It just means you can see through it. Orange-brown bromine water is clear. You can see through it. What changes is the color. So you must write colorless, not clear. This is a one-mark distinction that examiners are very strict about. If you add an alkane to bromine water, nothing happens. The bromine water stays orange-brown. Alkanes are saturated. They have no double bonds for the bromine to react with. This is why the test is so useful. It distinguishes between alkanes and alkenes. Section 6, exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk exam technique. Here are the most important tips for picking up every available mark on cracking questions. Tip 1, always give both conditions. The two conditions for cracking are high temperature and catalyst. If a question asks what conditions are needed for cracking, and you only write one, you'll get one mark instead of two. Always give both. Tip 2, name the catalyst correctly. Acceptable answers include aluminum oxide, silica, or porous pot. Just writing a catalyst without naming it may not earn the mark if the question asks you to specify. Tip 3. Use the word colorless, not clear, for the bromine water test. We've covered this, but it's worth repeating. It's one of the most common one-mark losses in this topic. Tip 4. When explaining why cracking is important, use the language of supply and demand. Say, there is a high supply of long-chain hydrocarbons but low demand, whereas there is a low supply but high demand for short-chain hydrocarbons. Cracking converts the excess long chains into the more useful short chains. This structured answer will earn full marks on a 3 or 4 mark explain question. Tip 5. Don't confuse cracking with fractional distillation. Fractional distillation is a physical process. It separates molecules by boiling point and does not break any bonds. Cracking is a chemical process. It breaks covalent bonds and produces new molecules. If an exam question asks you to compare them, this distinction is essential. Tip 6. When balancing equations, always check your carbon count first, then your hydrogen count. Write the numbers above each molecule as you count. Never guess. Section 7, quick fire, recall, quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the definition of cracking? Cracking is the thermal decomposition of long-chain hydrocarbons into shorter, more useful molecules. Question 2. Name two conditions needed for cracking: high temperature and a catalyst, such as aluminum oxide or porous pot. Question 3. What type of molecule is always produced in cracking alongside shorter alkanes? An alkene, because cracking always produces at least one unsaturated product. Question 4. What is the observation when bromine water is added to an alkene? The bromine water turns from orange-brown to colorless. Question 5. Balance this equation. C8H18 cracks to give C6H14 and one other product. What is the other product? 8 minus 6 equals 2 carbons. 18 minus 14 equals 4 hydrogens. So the product is C2H4, ethene. The equation is C8H18, C6H14, plus C2H4. Question 6. Why is cracking economically important? Because crude oil produces too many long-chain hydrocarbons and not enough short-chain ones. Cracking converts the excess supply of long-chains into the short-chains that are in high demand for fuels and polymer production. Section 8. Summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. Cracking is the thermal decomposition of long-chain alkanes into shorter, more useful molecules, including alkenes. 2. The conditions are high temperature and a catalyst such as aluminum oxide or porous pot. 3. Cracking is important because it matches supply with demand, converting excess long chains into short chains needed for fuels and plastics. 4. Cracking equations must be balanced. The total carbons and hydrogens must be equal on both sides. 5. The bromine water test identifies alkenes, orange-brown turns, colorless. Always say colorless, never clear. 6. Cracking is a chemical change that breaks covalent bonds. Fractional distillation is a physical change that does not. That's it for today's episode of Chemistry Unlocked. If you found this helpful, go and test yourself. Cover up your notes and try to write out a balanced cracking equation from scratch. That's the best way to know if you've really got it. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. See you next time.